Three very fundamental sugya, and as I pointed out in the last siman, if you guys had the chance to look it up, but it's kedai Rabbi Isai to point out, in addition, I try to highlight the main Maor Mekoymis that will come up, but it's kedai to go through, like we did, a massive sugya Rabbi Isai, Eim Aval Nisr L'Chachila, actually spoke after my Friday night shiur, so I was speaking with the Rav a little bit there about the psak, about the coffee mate. And those kulas and Simen Tzadi Tes, there are a few Sifim and Sif Hey and Sif Vav. That's really where all the Dinim of Eim Aval and Nisr L'Chachila and all the Shilas that are going to come up L'maisa, and they do come up. So I decided to speak about it here because there's not really a sugya in Chulin, but it really came up through the Rishonim that we were Ma'ayan in, and I can't say with a straight face that we've been doing the sugyas of Taruvis and not do the sugya in Simen where, Rabbi Isai? Simen Kuf Gimel. Simen Kuf Gimel is the sugyas of Nois and Tam Lev Gam. Also very attainable, not so large, but so fundamental, Rabbi Isai. Kimat every psak that every Rav deals with has to somehow deal with Nois and Tam Lev Gam in many different areas. That'll be sugya today, and that'll be the next sugya also, will be also other applications of Nois and Tam Lev Gam within this sugya. So, why are we talking about this now? So if you remember, the Rishonim that we were Mima'ayin and we were discussing about the concept of Eim Avat L'Nisr L'Chachila, we had to go to a different route. We had to go into a different discussion briefly, and we didn't really give enough background to that sugya in order to find the Ra'az Shita about Eim Avat L'Nisr L'Chachila. The Teres Habayis, the Ra'ah, and the Bedek Habayis, and the Rashba, and the Teres Habayis introduce the concept of Nois and Tam Lev Gam. And Nois and Tam Lev Gam has two elements to it, which I said briefly in the last year, but now we're going to a little bit chew on that and try to discuss that. When you open up a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah tells us that there is this concept of Noisin Tam Livgam. Alright? The Gemara says there's one mandama that says Noisin Tam Livgam Vasser, one mandama that says Noisin Tam Livgam Mutter, right? My time of the Remeir, Omer Migul of the Kochav Migul of the Kochav Lab Noisin Tam Livgam Hu, Vasser Achmona Hachanami Loshna, wasn't the case of the Parshas Matos where they got their pots, wasn't it already spoiled and still the Torah said it's Osir, you have to kasher it? So the Gemara says, wasn't that Nois and Tam Lev Gam? And therefore, it's obviously that even if something has a foul taste, it's going to be Aser. Damar Avuna Bari Deruchil, Oser Atol Lekderis Bas Yoma, Delo Pogamu, Vidachter Bas Yoma, Nami Yivshar Delo Pogamu Purta, Rabbi Shimon, my time at the Sanya, Lo Sochlu Kol Nevei, Rabbi Shimon who holds Nois and Tam Lev Gam is Mutter, Rabbi Say. That's what we're going to be focusing on. Rabbi Shimon is who we paskin like. Rabbi Shimon holds if something has a bad taste, it now removes the Isser. How do you know that? From the Pasuk of Loisoichu kol nevela lager asher b'sharecha kol ru'i lager kar nevela she'enu ru'i lager eno kar nevela. When something starts to decompose, when stumbling starts to become foul, when something starts to begin to taste bad, that is not qualified of what the Torah says is Isser. What's Isser? Nevela haru'uya lager. If it's nevela she'enu ru'i lager, it's not fit for a ger to consume. So then, it's what? It's mutter min ha'toyro. That is not carrying a punishment of malchus, and it will not be usher on a biblical level. Okay. And Rebbeir disagrees with that. Rebbeir disagrees with that. Why is that relevant to us? So, the Rishayim had a discussion, because intertwined in the sugya of Nevela Sheinu Ru'i Lager, what's a Nevela Sheinu Ru'i Lager, Rabbi Isai? That's a piece of meat that now starts to spoil. If that piece of meat starts to spoil, everyone agrees, lahalacha, not everyone agrees in the Gemara, but in the lahalacha we agree that you are not chayav malchus to eat that Nevela. So now come along the Rishonim and they say, you know what, that's not the only thing that's true. But if you use a pot post 24 hours, if you use a pot in a Nois Tam Lev Gam setting,
then what? It's not going to create iser. Even though that pot is treif, even though that pot is iser, after 24 hours, biblically, midaraisa, that pot does not affect the second thing after 24 hours that you're cooking from. Why is that the case? Says the Ra'ah in the last sugya, the reason why that is the case must be because the iser is gone after 24 hours. It's like magic. An iser can only stay in the walls of a pot for 24 hours, and after 24 hours, it's totally eradicated. Because effectively, said the Ra'ah, if you are not of the opinion that the iser is gone, so any time on a biblical level, because rabbinically they ask this, but on a biblical level, am I allowed to use a kli on a biblical level after 24 hours, everybody said, without koshering?
Yeah.
The answer is yes. So ask the Ra'ah, why are you allowed to do that? Shouldn't that be a what? Eim aval nisil chachila. And says the Ra'ah, isn't that aser midoraisa? So that's why we borrowed this whole conversation in order to plug it into our sugya on Tzadi Chesem Ebeis to Eim aval nisil chachila being an iser midoraisa. So therefore, says the Ra'ah, that's going to now influence my opinion about the nature of the residual iser in the pot post 24 hours. That is the Ra'ah's Shita. That Shita of the Ra'ah doesn't even make it into Shulchan Aruch. Okay, we learned it. We focused on it. Because we were focusing on it from a different springboard, last Sugya, Eim aval nisil chachila. Aber l'maisa doesn't make it to Shulchan Aruch. There are two other opinions that make it into the Shulchan Aruch. One we've already quoted, which we have to get back to, which is the Sugya Shir, the Shita of the Rashba and the Torah Abayis. And then Amir Tzashem, we're going to get to the Sheet of the Ra. Yeah, Evan.
I'm just a little confused. Yeah. Why, if on a meter SL level, the avios, whatever is in the pod, is totally
gone.
Why would that meter SL be a problem of him about them?
No, he's saying it must be that it's gone, because if it wouldn't be gone, then it would be in Mavalin. And I hold in Mavalin as Dereisa. Yeah.
So you could make him closer from Eim Avatam being Eser D'oraisa, then he would be sick. He wouldn't actually.
Right, so the Rashba, in his defense to the Bedex checkup on his Torahs, right? The Rashba started the Torahs Habayis. Checked up on the Rashba in his Bedek Habayis. And then the Rashba had to defend and retort to the Bedek Habayis, right? And that's with the Mishmeres Habayis, right? So the Rashba's defense to the Ra'ah in the Mishmeres Habayis is his first argument, probably his most prevalent argument, is that I don't think it's Daraisa, I think it's Darabah. Yeah.
It makes sense to say, from the Gemara, if you're saying that after 24, you're comparing it to Notin Tam to Ela, it makes sense to say that.
Oh, so beautiful. So this is exactly what I want to talk about today. So Rabbi Sai comes along the Rashba. Oh, you have a question? Comes along the Rashba. And the Rashba says that, where does Nosin Tamlev come from? The Rashba says in the Torah Sabayis, by the way, when it comes to Nevela Arui Leger, when it comes to the piece, that piece has got to really be spoiled. But if it's Pogum Ktsas, that's not going to be really Nosin Tamlev Gam. It's hard to tell that we're not going to remove the Isser from the Nevela. But comes along the Rashba and he says, but when you're talking about a what? A taruvis? Says the Rashba, Rabbi Yisai. What does the Rashba say? Then even what? Gam ze sha'amru lo shepogum legamre ad she'enu necho machmas pgam ze el ad she'enu necho machmas el afilu pogum k'tzas. Even if the taste is a little bit bad, then it's good. What's the Rashba doing right now, Rabbi Yisai? He's differentiating between what and what? Between what? Be'ein. Between Noisin Tam Lev Gam by a Chetza. And between what? A Taruvus. Between Noisin Tam Lev Gam. He's saying, although we're throwing around this terminology and grouping it all together, Zokter Rashba, they're not the same. The level of Gam in one is not the level necessary in the other. And says the Rashba, it's enough to have pogum ktsas. Shaharei. Gedera she'enu bas yoma. Because a Gedera that's not bas yoma, enu pogemes ela ma'at. Again, this is the Rashba's Shita against the Ra'ah. That the Isser is still there. And what? It's just that it's not stark. It's not geschmack. And it's poigim ktsas. Va'afilu hachi, and even so, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah tells us, dikdeir she'ena bas yoma ein oser, is that if it's a post-24-hour kli, right, then it's what? It's not oser min ha-Torah. It's only oser min ha-Rabbanon. And it could save, Rabbi Isai, half of the goof-offs that happens in the kitchen because it was post 24 hours. Most important question before you cook in the kitchen and you get any shiloh. When was the last time you used this dish? Vim toimar frekta rajbo. V'aloi noisin tam levgeam minevela gamrina lo. V'stam nevela roi gilager shma nevela. But how could it be? Says the Rashba. But nevela shein roi lager, right, is what? Is not pogum ktsas. So how could you learn it from what? From that parsha, and now say it can take on its own independent existence and be pogum ktsas for the Rashba. Loi kasha. The hosom hainu latira bifne. What? Ve'im toimer. Vale noisin tam livgam minevela gamrinola. Vistam nevela rui lager shmo nevela. If it's pogum ktsas, that's not going to fit the criteria of nevela shein rui lager. So how could I learn the din of gdeira shein bas yoma by pogum ktsas if it's not going to fit, if it's going to be still considered a nevela rui lager? Says the Rashba, lo kasha. Dehosam hainu la'atira bifnei atzma. No. That din of nevela rui lager that has to be pogum lagamre, and if it's stam, it's roi, and it needs something that really decomposes it and spoiled it. Otherwise, it's still going to be a piece of nevela that would get malchus. Yeah? That's to eat it on its own and not in a mixture. Hilkoch ad demifka lagamre. Therefore, the criteria there is only if it's what? Pogum lagamre, not pogum ktsas. Right? Me'achilas ger osro. Aval iser taruvis. But an iser in a mixture, or a pot that's now going to cook something else, which is effectively a mixture. Shaholchin bo achar nesinas taimo. There, you're not taking a bite in the veil, Rabbi Say, are you? When you're using a pot that has an absorption of iser, when you're using something that is post 24 hours, are you taking a bite of iser? No. Your issue is what? You have a what of iser?
A tam
of iser. Says the Rashba, there's a difference between tam and the actual nevela. Kevin shenoisin tam levgam kolshu b'taruvis mutter lefishen enoy noisin tam da adar abba poigim. What did that mean, Rabbi Yisai? What's the source? Excellent question, Malik. Rabbi Yisai, what did the Rashba just do? The Rashba just did something incredible. The Rashba pretty much argued with the Gemara. The Gemara compares these two things. And the Rashba says, by the way, they're not so comparable. And they're not going to have the same criteria. And they're not going to need the same rules and regulations. And by one, you need full decomposition, full spoiling, when you're actually eating the etzem iser. And by the other, even if it's just what? Pogeng tzas. Why? Says the Rashba, because they're different issues. One is an issue of eating the treif. One is an issue of eating the nevela. And the other is an issue of nesinas tam. Says the Rashba, this chiddush that we're going to have to learn in Mirtzah Hashem in three sugyas of nesinas tam and everything we've been talking about, which is called that you can be violating an isser even though I'm not taking a bite into the isser, but I'm just tasting the isser, which is fundamentally based on what? Tam ke'ikr, that I could have a taste and it could be as if I'm violating an isser. I'm violating maybe even that original iser. Says the Rashba, that's only in a situation where it qualifies as what the Torah was mechadish, which means what? It was noisin tam l'shvach. There was a praiseworthy tam and taste over here. But the second I deviate, the second I remove this from the chiddush haTorah of tam ke'ikr, of noisin tam, and I make it what? In whatsoever. Pogum ktsas, That's not the chiddush of noisita. Zok the Rashba, I think, and this is the Prima Gadim, to answer Malik's question, you don't even need the Parsha of Nevela Halu'i Lager, perhaps, for the Psak of the Rashba by Nesinas Tam to be Usser. It's just, it's never going to be Tam L'Shvach. So then, it never Ussers. So that's why you're allowed to be a lower potency of Pogam. Because it's just not included in the Chiddush HaTorah. Tam is not going to Aser in such a way. But then the Rashba continues, Rabbi Yisrael. The Rashba says one more thing that is critical. Did anyone catch what the Rashba said? Right after he says, since you're allowed to have a little bit of Tam because it works differently than the actual Chefetz of Iser. By the way, what I just said, that the Rashba is holding that Taruvis and Tam is a Svara and is not based on the Parsha of Noisetam of Gam. That's the Prima Gadim's Mahalach. Not everyone agrees to that. The Chazanish might disagree with that. But that was just that it might have its own source. It might just be a Svara. But listen to what he just says. V'dafka k'shnis ariv iser mu'at l'toich heter meruba. What did that just mean?
It has to be bought.
Right. It has to be bought. Says the Rashba, it's not working at all like Nevela Arui Lager, like a Cheftza of Nevela that now becomes spoiled. It's not the pshat that what? This piece of flesh now just became bad and therefore I need it to be Pogam Lagamri. No. This has its own rules and regulations. Even if it's Pogam Ktsas, it's not a good Nesinas Tam. That's going to be Mutter. Assuming what? That it's Bottle. So according to the Rashba, by every case of Nesinas Tam, by every case of Noisin Tam Livgam, you don't only need the Pgam, but you also need the Bittel. You need it to be Bottle. The Rashba Shita, Rabbi said, don't forget this. The Rashba Shita is that Noisin Tam Livgam is Miyusud and founded based on the Yisod of Bittel Baroif. Okay? We're going to see why we're stressing that in a second. So again, the Rashba says it could have its own rules and regulations. It doesn't have to be as decomposed and as spoiled and as pogum as a piece of flesh, a be'en, that now is spoiled, since it's only Nesinas Tam. That Nesinas Tam, as long as it's pogum v'miktsas, is already going to be something that we could work with for a heter. Assuming that pogum ktsas is going to be nullified. If it's not going to be nullified, then you don't have the heter of nosin tam lefgam. Why? Because the Rashba himself holds every nosin tam lefgam, what, against the ra'ah, is an iser that is what? Still around. He doesn't hold like the ra'ah that holds that after 24 hours, poof, it's gone, and therefore that's what deals with Ein Meval and Issur L'Chachila. No, the Rashba held, fundamentally it's there. It might not taste Gishmak, but fundamentally it's there. So therefore, how is it we dealing with it? We're saying it's Batu Baroiv, and there's a nullification on this nice in Tam Levgam. Yeah.
How could the Rashba use the... it's different than a Cheftza when it's in a pot after Ben Yoma, if the driving force of the Cheftza is about the Tam. It's the same meaning, it's the same... It's the same thing that's
ossering
each thing.
No. The reason why I can't eat a cheftza that's of nevela has nothing to do with tam. It's because it's nevela.
No, but we're saying like if it's tam l'shvach on a nevela. If it's not fully.
No, bad. that's not because of Nesinas Tam. I don't need tam ke'ikr. I don't need tam ke'ikr to tell me not to eat this. Okay. The Torah says it's osser. I need tam ke'ikr if you're in a mixture. And now there's taste from that item, and I'm not eating this right up, straight up,
like it,
on its own.
Like it,
exactly.
Why do you need to come on to say that? Like it needs to be the shvach if you're going to say it's batal. Meaning, there's not going to be a taste of pagam if you're saying it's batal.
Good question. So l'chayra, the answer is because even if you have rov, you still have a din of tam ke'ikr until shish. So you still need it to be a little bit spoiled. So the combo now makes it not an issue. Yeah.
Say the svara again. Just the svara that to make that the Prima Gadim said to make it iser.
An independent source?
Yeah.
He's saying that over here, I think what he's saying is that in order to be included in Tam Ke'ikr and to be something that's going to aser through the Parsha of Tam, okay, it's only if it's Lishvach. Again,
from where though?
No, that when the Torah asr tam, it meant it's geshmak.
What is it? Like, there's a pasuk that asrs tam.
Yeah, tam kicker. So that's good. We're gonna have to learn that. That's gonna be in two sugas for now. Let's say whatever. Assume that there's a parsha, whether it's from Nazir, whether it's from other areas. That's gonna be a discussion in amongst Rashi and Tosfos on our daf very soon. Mirtzisha. So there's a parsha of tam kicker. Yeah.
I forgot the exact lashon, but he said like that by Nevela, it's like a heter al yedei atzma or something.
Right.
That's where the Prima Gadim got his fish from.
Yeah, I think the Rashba you read here is saying once he differentiates them the two, so then the Prima Gadim is just saying, yeah, so the din of Nevela and Nevela the Ger is when it's Bifnei Atzma, like you're saying. The din of Nos and Tam Lefgam when it's Taruvis, so then that's a Svara. Whether or not you have to say that or not, you have to go the extent of the Rashba never tells you if it's a svara. The Rashba never tells you where Nosin Tam Gam, that it's lower level, is that an independent source or is it still included? So that's the simple understanding of the Rashba is to say, I don't even learn it from that parsha. Who is that vehemently in disagreement with, Rabbi Isai? The Shita of the Ran. You look at the Ran in Avodah Zarah, he says, give me 1 second, Edwin. If you look at the Ran in Avodah Zarah, where is it on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph?
Yeah.
So the Ran says, how do we know this? And Rabbi Isai, 2 points for the Ran, as we'll see in a second, because the Gemara is discussing two issues in a group. The Gemara says that there's a concept called Nois and Tan Levkam, and there's also a concept called Nevela Shena Ruligir. So it sounds like they're one big package deal. So the Ran says, yeah, they are one big package deal. And the answer is as follows. That what? Venerally dainu taima demama tsinu binevela shaloyas retaira ela kishi regui leger vipnesha oichla nana mina iser. Just like we have the din that if a person eats a straight up nevela bifnei atzma, he violates the iser because why? He benefits from the nevela. Afal pishi nifka mektas. Aval kol sheinu regui leger, even though it might be a little spoiled. But if as long as it spoils, so then what? When I'm eating this item, what's the halacha, Rabbi Isa? Why don't I get malchus for eating this item when it's ainu ruli ger? Dr. Ran, what's the critical point here? Kevon she'ena nanem in a iser. Because you're crazy. You're not being nana from this. Why am I doing this? Because I have problems. But am I considered benefiting from this spoiled item? The answer is no. This is disgusting, right? Hitiraso atayra. So therefore, on a level of the araisa, it's mutter. The afal pi shechala iser mitchila. Even though it was aser originally, af pi iser shenoy sintam. So then the Ran says, then I can extrapolate from there. What? Af pi iser shenoy sintam beheter. Kevan shaheter nifkam ktsas. Since the heter was what nifkam, even a little bit mina iser. Nimtza shezesha oichlo. The answer is what? That taste that's being added to my taruvis is what? Eino nana min ha'iser. That's something that actually is detracting from my dish. That's something that actually is removing benefit from my meal. And I would actually rather what? Not have that taste over here. You ask me, Rabbi Isai, you make a cholent, a concoction. And you say to me, Rabbi, is it okay if I add some of this spoiled taste to your cholent? I would say, do me a favor. Leave it the way it is, and I don't need your spoiled taste. I want to be nene from my concoction. I want to be nene from my cholent. I want my teruvis to be noisin tam leshvach, to be geshmak, and I don't want things that detract from the hana of this teruvis. Zok Ran, yeah, they're a little different. One might be ktsas and one might be legamre. But fundamentally, what's the yisoid? Zokhtaran? It's all based on hana. And if I'm not being nene from what's being added, Zokhtaran, so then what? It's mutter. Lamarka disle. In some situations, it might be that I'm only not nene if it's what? Totally spoiled. And in others, when it's a taruvis, it's even if it's a partially spoiled, Zok the Ran. But Rabbi Yisai says the Ran, but Lafi, give me 2 minutes, Rabbi Yisai, I'm going to answer your questions. But Lafi, the way I'm setting it up, so what's clear in the Ran, Rabbi Yisai, is that what? There's one parsha in the Torah. There's one source in the Torah. There's one din called what? Nevela Sheinu Ligir. If you want to know, according to the Ran, how do I know that a pot after 24 hours or any taste that's going to be nice in Tam Levgam in a mixture is mutter? The answer is what? The same exact source that you know that a meat that's spoiled after spoiled and is not kishmak is mutter. It's all one parsha of called Nevela Sheinu Ligir. Lager Asher B'Sharecha Titenu. It has to be something beneficial. And everything has a definition in their situations of what's beneficial, what's not beneficial. The Ran is dealing with this fuzziness in the Rashba that the Rashba now creates kind of like, according to the Prima Gadim, two separate dinim that are similar but not the same. And he says, no, this is a combination. And you need to read the Gemara like a mensch and realize that they're all learned from one Parsha. And it's all based on Hana and benefit. And that's why Nevela Sheinu Ruligir, when it's on its own, is mutter on the level that it needs to be, pogum. And that's why a tarubis, a mixture, is going to be mutter, because I'm not benefiting from it. Aber says the Ran, I have to be maskim to you something incredible. Says the Ran, hold your horses. Listen to what the Ran says. Ulefizeh, the Ran's about to be mechadish something that's not found in the Gemara. Ulefizeh, karav ani loymar. I think Karav ani loymar, he's going out on a whim on this. Karav ani loymar, I believe, I'm very close to paskening. Shim higdil ha'isr, midoso shel heter. If what? If in order for me to make $10 a barrel, I need it to be a gallon worth. And without it, Rabbi Yisai, it's not going to cut the chase of a gallon. So then what? Sometimes I need to what? Add some volume. So sometimes the volume is going to make me what? Benefit. If I am benefiting from the fact that there's additional volume to this item, so now can I say with a straight face that I'm not being nene from this town? You are being nene from this town. You are being nene from this town. So Zok Duran, in such a situation, listen to this. Where you gain and benefit something from the additional volume, even if it's noisim tam lifgam, says the Ran, it will be an iser deoraisa. Because I can't apply the svaras haran to this situation. Again, what's the svaras haran? The svaras haran is noisim tam lifgam is mutter based on what? No, I'm not nene, there's no benefit. Says the Ran over says, but you just found yourself in a situation that I did benefit. Or Rabbi Yisai, the post can talk about a different situation. What if it's not additional volume, but the company decides to put some ingredient that tastes foul and tastes bad, but it what? It changes the look, the color. It now makes the product in its overall more appealing. So now, can you say according to the Ran that you what? Don't benefit from this situation? The nois and tam lifgam apply over here? Well, if you take the approach of the Rashba, Rabbi Yisai, that it's all based on what? Is it tam lishvach? So I don't care. It's not tam lishvach. That's not included in tam. But if you take the approach of the Ran, that it's all nene based, are you benefiting from this? Whoa. So I got to differentiate case by case. I got to figure out, is there a certain volume that I need over here to make $10 a barrel? Is there a certain look that I have to make sure that it appears, and therefore I need this item, and I'm actually benefiting from this noisin tam lifgam? Says the Ran, not every noisin tam lifgam situation was created equal. Therefore, based on the fact that the Ran connected noisin tam lifgam to nevela sheinu ruligir, to the actual item on its own when it spoils, that leaves chumras, according to the Ran, that if I would ask the Rashba in our room right now, Rabbi Rashba, I have an additional volume from this noisin tam lifgam. Is that a problem? What will the Rashba tell me? Absolutely not. It's not tam lishvach. That's not tam. That's not included. Where do you know that from? So we don't know. So the Rashba might tell me, according to the Prima Gadim, a swara. It's not actually learned out from the Parsha of the Melech and Ruligir. Others might try to fit it into the Parsha, even according to the Rashba. I don't want to get into that right now. How the Rashba leaves that open, and that's a machlokes apaiskim, how to read the Rashba. But according to the Ran, you know very well, if the Ran was sitting here, the Ran would say, there's one pasuk that's teaching me every single din in the Gemara. What pasuk is that? Nevela Shein Ruligir. Rabbi said there's another nekuda that's different between the Ran and the Rashba. Malik, before I take your question, another fundamental nekuda, Rabbi Isai. The Ran, excellent. The Ran introduced our whole sugya, Rabbi Isai, to be what? To be one package deal. That there's one pasuk in the Torah. What's the pasuk in the Torah, Rabbi Isai? According to the Ran, Nevela Shein Ruligir. And now, take it in different situations and define it in different ways, but fundamentally, that was the Kavonis HaTorah, and that's the Kavonis HaDrasha, and that's the Kavonis HaRibbeinu Shel Olam. According to the Ran, what would be in the following situation? I have a lot of Noisin Tam Lifgam in my concoction, in my Peruvus. I have so much Noisin Tam Lifgam that there's more Isser than Heter, but I'm not benefiting from the fact that the volume is mutter.
It's mutter.
According to the Ran, it's mutter. What does the Ran hold? That you don't need what?
Bittel.
Whereas the Rashba holds, in such a situation, you would never have a heter of Nutzen Tam Lifgam. Okay, Rabbi, that's really nice. Very geschmack. Shkoyach. When does that come up? Who's putting so much Nutzen Tam Lifgam into their chum? Why, who's going to have more bad tasting, a rove of Isser, than a rove of Heter? You're right. It's a nice lumdish and afkamina of a Rabbi Isai. It's going to be hard to sell that to Stam Balabas. Those cases are really not going to be so practical, right? That Nekudas HaMachloikas between the Ran and the Rashba is not going to have such practical implications, right? Wrong! You are not even going to believe how much practical implications this Ran and the Rashba has. And it's a chiddush of the Prima Gavra. But I'm going to take questions before I say it. Yeah.
So is the Ran just saying that when the Gemara says no same time, it's a placeholder for any Hana?
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure what you mean by that.
Meaning, the Gemara...
What's a placeholder?
The Gemara seems to be very clear that it's about time, not just about any Hana. It seems like we're talking about taste the whole way through.
Right. Oh, you're saying he extends it. Right, correct. Yeah. Yeah.
Is that also true by Nevela? That when it's Usher Ben
Yana? No. The Ran's not trying to say that it's Usher Ben Yana. The Torah has to say, Nevela is not Usher Ben Yana. That's a great point where you're making. Nevela is not Usher Ben Yana. I am allowed to sell Nevelas. I mean, I might not be allowed to sell, have a company of Nevela selling, but that's a totally different figure that we're not going to learn, which is called Tzchor B'Machalas Asuris. You're not allowed to do business with Treif. But in terms of Isur, no, I'm not violating the Isur of Nevela by being Nene like I would be by what Isur, Rabbi said. What can I be Nene from? Basar V'cholov is the Fereshos Barano. The Ran's not trying to introduce to us that Nevela is Asur Barano. The Ran's trying to say that when you are going to eat it, and now you're eating it in a way that you benefit, so then that's not going to be going to qualify as Noisin Tam Lefgam.
Only by eating.
Right.
But how does that work with the increase in volume I'm selling?
Because you are trying to figure out when this taste is going in, is this a benefit or not? So the Ran is using Hana'a to know whether or not this now becomes not Machalas Asuris. Is there a benefit to this taste? The answer is yes. The benefit outweighs the cost. So then, Mimela, so then you can't say that I'm bugging.
It has to be about taste.
Yeah, it has to be that now when the taste goes in, if it's creating an additional benefit that didn't exist, so then you can't rely on the heter of Tam Pugim. But it's not to say that it's usher ba'ano. It's just now saying, that's not foul. That's not foul. It has to be foul. It has to be a disadvantage. It's not, this is very advantageous. If it's advantageous, then that's not what the Torah looked upon as disgusting. How's that disgusting? You're benefiting. You're making $1 million over that. Sammy.
According to the Ran's logic, then, one would be able to have a vitamin with pig fat or something. Because if it doesn't contribute, if you're not benefiting from the taste, then surely you should be able to have a non-kosher vitamin.
Correct. That's very, very true and might be possible. Let's let's make sure that we rediscuss that at the end of the next Marmukims. Yeah, but you're, as of now, you're right. When you have a mixture of something that's bad taste, based on our simon right now, that should be totally mutter. Because that's all nosin tan lefgam. I don't think it's just according to the Ran. Yeah, why are you saying that it's not true according to the Rashba also? It's a bad taste. All situation, and it's just a one piece, it's both. Okay, you're right. The Rashba also has, if it's bad taste and it's in a taruvis and it's in a mixture, it's mutter. It's batel. What? It's not bad tasting, so you don't start according to the Ran. No, everyone's got to be bad tasting. You have to be not nana, and according to the Rashba, but you have to be not nana. You have to be batel with not a great taste. So then it's all mutter. So right now you're right. Right now, if you have any mixture, you have any vitamin, that's treif. So you would definitely not violate an isidur rice. Whether or not that's mutter or not, stay tuned. We have to learn the qualifications. We're going to get some real halachal mice applications, but this is just the background and the yisod of understanding. Rabbi say, how do things become mutter just because they're not kishmak? That's a machlik, it's the Rashba, the Ran. And don't forget, there's one other shita, Rabbi say, the Ra'ah, but he doesn't make it.
What if something becomes nosin tan lefgam only through the taruvus? Meaning that the ain is not nosin tan lefgam, that it doesn't stand alone. It's not the you're not going to say it's ruy nevela to ger.
It's nevela ruy leger al yedei davar acher.
Yeah,
I think that's discussed in Shulchan Aruch.
But it becomes ruy leger once.
It's because of the mixture. It's because of the. It's because of the mixture. I believe then it's still mutter. I think the Shulchan Aruch says
still considered. No,
when it's mixed with something else, then it becomes bad. I think then that's still in a really gear. No, even pagum ktas. That this item's ingredients interacting with the ingredients that are existing in the taruvis are a bad combination. I believe I have to find the exact simen, but I believe it's beferish.
Considered.
Listen to Siv Gimel. Afilu ein koyach beisr levado lifgom. Ela al yidei davar acher. Shemesayeo. Kegon shenofel isr legdera sheyesh ba melech. O tavlin meduchin. Ve'il molei ha-melech va-tavlin. If the melech and tavlin wouldn't have already been there. Sheba lo haya koyach beisr lifgom. So then it wouldn't be nosin tan lefgam. Afilu hochi mutter. Zok to mechaber, it's mutter. It's the situation that you're in right now. Yeah, Mel.
Two questions. One, wouldn't you still have a problem with Bidl Isr Lechachila if he's saying that if there's something that's Pagum Tzas and it's Be'im, you can't eat it. So when you put in the Taruvus, even though it's Pagum Tzas and it's not contributing, you still have an issue.
That's the Ra'al's Kasha. That's the Ra'al's Kasha.
But he doesn't deal with that.
How does the Rashba deal with it?
The Ra'an doesn't deal with that.
Mishmeres Habayis says, first of all, Eim Avatlin is only in the Durabonon. And even Eim Avatlin on a Duraisi, he says in the second day, is only when it's what? Peace. When it's Mamisha Be'en that you throw in. So then we asked in the last Sugya, so how does the Rashba answer even on a level Durabonon? Eim Avatlin is still. You don't Machaveka Durabonon. So Zok the Rashba, it's Ein Kavanos Levato.
But the Ran is saying it's an Esther Duraita, because he just told you that if you get benefit from the money.
No. The Ran's not asking. The Ran's not asking. You don't know about the Ran's sheet about Eim Avatlin.
What?
We do. What? Yo, I'm saying we don't know from this Ran. You know the Ran. You're bucking Ran's. But from this Ran, the Ran's not getting involved in Eim Avatlin. Happens to be the Ran happens to hold like the Rashba in Eim Avatlin from the Sugya we learned from the last Sugya. But how do you see from this Ran that he's holding its Daraisa?
What's the Isra Daraisa from getting benefit from adding weight?
There is machalos asuris in this item. Now, again, Rabbi Yisai, there's a taste that's going into this item. Okay? That's treif, right? Imagine your mother's screaming. That's treif. That's disgusting. How you know whoever's in the kitchen is that's treif. So what? So the Rav's going to say it's not treif. Sell it to me. Why is it not treif, Rabbi? Right? We don't usually have conversations like this because we usually hang up the phone once the Rav says mutter. We don't ask why. But like, let's say we'd actually try to make things authentic and make sense. So now the Rav would have to actually make a case. So the Rav has to say, don't worry, it's mutter. So, you know, so she wants to know, is this Rav conservative? Like, what's going on? Why is this mutter? So the Rav says, because that's not tam l'shvach. That's not something that you're benefiting from. And the Torah only asered for you to benefit. And if you are actually would have rather not have this taste here, and it's actually more a detriment than a benefit, so then that wasn't included in the Torah's iser. Nothing to do with Eim Avalim. Adrava. The Ran is saying what he's saying, even in a situation where the iser is rov against the Rashba. Because he doesn't need bittul for Ein Nesnal of Gam. He just needs what? That it's not Nene. That could be whether or not it's majority or whether or not it's minority. It's not dependent on being nullified. Whereas according to the Rashba, it's totally dependent on being nullified.
According to the Ran, if I'm trying to make like an actual cholent, then like shellfish and crab fall in. It's not, that's going to be of Gam, no?
If it's Mu'uruv?
Yeah.
It's not Nosentel
of
Gam.
I'm not going to get enough from that.
Yeah, I'm personally.
I'm not going to get enough from that. I have a desired outcome of a cholent, and all of a sudden this is falling in.
Yeah, but it's Nevi'ah. It's still considered really gear. If other people, if you happen to not like Chazer, and Chazer falls into your pot, I don't think you could say it's subjective.
It has to be objective.
I think so, yeah.
Isn't, by definition, asking the question, meaning if, what we said before, asking that Charlotte, doesn't that by definition mean that you're getting some sort of hana from it? Right, why? Meaning, because you wouldn't care to ask unless you had something to gain from the
situation. Something fell in.
Right.
And I'm not benefiting from it. I wish it wouldn't have been there. I'm not nana from him. And unfortunately, someone was very careless and walked by my cholent pot. Okay, it's mutter.
But I'm saying, if there's more heter than, I'm sorry, if there's more isser than not, right? And the only issue is if you get
someone made a big mistake.
Right. Let's see, 80% pig and 20%
right.
cholent. Right? If I'm calling you to ask the shayla, it means that I want it. Right? Which, by definition, therefore means I get hana from it.
Not from the pig.
Yeah, but now it's majority Isser, so you're getting hung up from that, whether you like it or not.
You're saying
that's what he wants to save it. Yeah. If you want to save it,
no. But the Ran says if it's because you wanted 80% volume, so then you're right. Then that's nana. So it depends.
You want
if
what
you
it
would,
is.
No emotion. If I would have been sufficed with the volume of the 20%, and I really wish this guy wouldn't have put in a other more and made it larger. I'm actually not having guests. I don't care about it. So then the Ran says, then it's mutter. The Ran says, but if you're having guests, and if you like to have leftovers, and if you're benefiting from the volume, that's the case of the Ran. So then, that's a problem. You have to be able to say that I would have rather not have this additional volume.
According to the Rashi,
it's the case of the Ran.
According to the Rashi, Pagam Kassaz on the end.
Is Usser.
It's
Usser? Yeah. Usser Midaraisa, you get Malchus, yeah.
The problem of Isser of Imbaz and Isser of Hafila apply to the Ran with Hana. So you can't, meaning we know the Rashba, I mean the Taurus of the
meaning if you would saying, if you would have more, you want to know if you...
If you have something that you want to be Imbaz or Hafila because...
It adds benefit.
It adds, it doesn't add benefit. And you just want, like a Nafmi would be bugs on fruit.
Right.
So you know you're not getting Hana from the bugs, and you're just eating the fruit, and it's also...
I'm not mixing the bugs inside. You're saying I'm
no,
blending...
No, the bugs are on there.
The bugs are on there.
It's in a royal agar.
Okay.
It's not eating
good.
The fruit for the bugs.
So it's no sintan of gam.
Yeah, but is it mevatel of hatila?
To blend it in a shake?
No, to eat a strawberry.
To eat a strawberry?
It's
strawberry.
It's not berry.
Why, it's not bottle, it's a berry.
Can't no, there's bugs on the strawberry.
It's a berry. It's not bottle.
But if you're putting
what if you do make it?
There's no hana. So you want to know, do I get an Issa or Issa?
I mean, like, you're not getting hana.
But you're eating, you can't eat bugs.
It's a different.
You can't eat a bug.
You still can't. It's still
any sherets, I'm not allowed to eat.
Yeah, but what if you... What if
there's there's a sherets that's a total beria that has not been nisrasic and pulled apart. That's now mu'uruv in my strawberry. Okay? So the answer is, but it's not bottle.
But according to the Ran, that's
so then I'm eating a bug.
Yeah, but it doesn't have to be butter, though.
But isn't it?
Well, unless you put it in a smoothie where it isn't
You're right, but there's another din called sherets. The Torah asked the sherets.
That's not considered a, like an iser pgam.
No, how could the Torah in Parshas Kedoshim tells you not to eat a sherets?
It's all about hanah.
Yeah, it also told you not.
Okay, but the Torah also tells you the Torah doesn't.
It's two iser in
that. Yeah, correct. Right, you're violating iser sherets. Right, you wouldn't have. Oh, this is very good. I'll tell you what Jack is asking. I'm just going to formulate what you're saying. Let's say the following. Everybody say, I got the shaila a lot. Not a lot, sometimes. You have a bug that fell into your chont, or fell into your chicken, or fell into your soup on the fire. Or not on the fire, but it's hot. And now what do I do, Rabbi? So I see it. It's swimming. And I what? I take it out. Good? Right? Ready? A lot of excitement for this. What's my shiloh now?
Tom.
Is anyone focusing on what I'm saying? No. Everybody say, what's my shiloh right now? Tom. Right? Imagine if they would have bought FDU. YU was supposed to be in Teaneck. There was a point in time in the Rav's time that they were thinking about buying FDU.
Should have.
But we would have had one campus. That was why the Rav nixed it. Right. That sounds like Miami Boys Choir.
I think that's what that
is. Boys say, what's the din? What's my issue right now? Before you tell me the din, what's the issue? What's Moshe saying?
You were cooking it?
I was cooking it. So now what? Do I have a berry inside? No, I took it out. So now I have an issue of what?
Tom.
Of the Sinas Tom. So now I can apply our sugya. Is there a taste of bugs juice into my zach? So that's where the shach is making.
Why wouldn't there?
What
taste would it give?
What? Well, so let's say a situation it wasn't going to be about the bottle anyways.
Oh, it's like a really small soup.
Whatever.
Yeah, but it's a tiny soup.
Right. You're right. Most of the time you're going to have most of the time. But first of all, according to the Rashba, you need bittel.
Yeah, but anyways,
he needs roof. Right, correct. Rabbi Isai, that would be the situation where your shadow would come up. Rabbi Isai, but you can't eat bugs. There's a separatist in the Torah, you can't eat bugs. Rabbi Isai, what do I want you to come up with, Rabbi Isai? A shiloh that's going to be an afkamina, says the Prima Gotim, between the Rash and the Ran, that is so no gael alocha, Rabbi Isai. Rabbi Isai, what's going to be the case? The Franz case where he met Rove Isser? Come on. That's like, you try to sell that to Bala, like, come on. Who's going to do that? It's disgusting. It's not just disgusting. Rove Isser? What's going to be the case? Who's ready? It's so no gale. What happens if a person tells me, Rabbi, Shalom Aleichem, I just used my pot that's Eino Ben Yomo that has been used not only in the last 24 hours, not that this has any halakhic significance, because after 24 hours there's no difference,
but I haven't used it in the last 72 hours. Because you know what today is? Today's Pesach. And I mixed up my pots and pans. And I pulled the Saknovitz on Pesach. And I got the wrong pan. Because no one labeled the cabinets. Boisai? So my initial reaction is whenever there's Isser, and it's post 24 hours wiser, they say, need a cooler, come to Fairlawn. No problem. It's mutter. Noisin tam lefgam. It's absolutely mutter. Can I say that today, Rabbi Isai?
Depends.
Why can't I say that, Sammy? Because chametz is aser b'mashu. How do we know chametz is aser b'mashu, Rabbi Isai? Putting the whole year into one big sugya, Rabbi Isai? What's the reason chametz is aser b'mashu? Why did Chazal say chametz is aser b'mashu, Rabbi Isai? Because what? Because either it's because it's a chumer de Pesach ba yirah ba yimatzeh and a chumer de kares, right? Two ritulinous schos of the Rishonim, if you need kares or not. Or according to the Rambam, because it's a davar sheish l'matir. And by the way, what's the nafkamina between those two shitas, Rabbi Isai? Remember this, Rabbi Isai? Whether or not it's batal, if you used it on Erev Pesach after Chatzos, will there be batal there, Rabbi Isai? But bottom line, that's for old lundas. That's old sugyas, Rabbi Isai. But fundamentally, once Pesach starts, no one is going to argue that what? Chametz is aser b'mashu. Is that fully true, what I just said? No. Thank you. Except for the she'iltas. Excellent. Except for the she'iltas, that the she'iltas was of the opinion that chametz is batal b'shishim. But do we paskel like the she'iltas, Rabbi Isai? Absolutely not. We use it in a shasa tchak, when there's nothing else to rely on, and that's what's up. So Rabbi Isai, so play it out in your head, Rabbi Isai. Using a pan to fry an egg. That pan is a pan that you sometimes make what, Rabbi Isai?
French toast.
French toast. Thank you. You're in my head, Parshut. Rabbi Isai, you make French toast in that pan. And Tigman, somebody comes to you and says, is it okay? It's been post 24 hours. Is that okay? I heard the rabbis like there's this new like mahalach to be made after 24 hours, like a new type of smicha, right? So Tigman says, what? Absolutely not. Why not? Who are we being choshish for, Rabbi Isai? What's the issue based on Rabbi Isai? The Rashba. According to the Ran, it should be absolutely mutter even on Pesach. Because you don't need bittul. Because it's just fundamentally based on what? You're not nana. You cannot be nana on Pesach. What's the difference? You're not being nana. Only according to what? The Rashba. That holds what Noisin Tam Lifgam is not sufficient just not to be nene, but it has its own rules and regulations, and it's what? It's based on Betel. So those type of halachos, and it's not just Pesach, Rabbi Isai, but Pesach is the most common shayla, but those types of halachos will not allow you to what? To what? Use a kli that's eno ben yomo on Pesach. Rabbi Isai, that's why we have to make sure to kasher everything before Pesach. It's all based on our sugya. Yeah.
Two things. Would the Ran like use the same? Let's say he doesn't use his pan. He has his pan for the whole year. Doesn't use them 24 hours before Pesach. Would he use them? Why would he would use them on Pesach? He would use them
according to what I'm suggesting right now. According to, was it, unless we have to learn a little bit more. He would use them for certain things. There might be certain exceptions to the rule. Chorif. Yeah, exactly. So leaving that out in Echanam.
Yeah, but then also, but even if we want to say that the Ran would permit it, why is he just throwing out the idea of, he's saying this doesn't even count as Chametz Aser B'mashu, it doesn't even count this as a Mashu?
Right.
Because there's no net. We're applying the Eno Nene to saying there's no Isser.
You have to be an Isser Mashu, but it's not Aser. It has to be Aser.
So any type of chametz, you're not going to be
chametz is aser b'mashu. It's chametz.
Any type of chametz, you're not going to be net possible net type of nana from according to the Ran isn't aser,
right? And not just chametz, any aser.
Yeah, I'm saying.
Yeah, Mal.
But the Ran's only dealing with the iser of the Bela and the Rilu. Yeah. So you have a whole other issue here. It's a whole other source.
What?
This, it doesn't necessarily tie one to the other.
Why? I'm not following you. Why?
Because chametz is also for 7 days. It's totally different than the bealei.
I'm not eating chametz.
But the din of nana.
I'm using a chametz.
It might be a totally different din of nana. Nana might not be a din by sensa. Nana might only be a din by.
Because it's a double shear. I need chametz here. Do I have chametz according to the Ran? No.
Why not? Yes, I do. I have chametz. I'm just not benefiting from it.
That's not chametz.
That
you're not eating chametz. That's not isurim.
No, it's not isurim when it's nevela and nevela gear. It might be isurim by chametz.
Why are you differentiating?
Because they're totally different.
I don't. This is totally the Torah is telling you machol sasuris. Just like here, you need a kazayis. So too, there you need a kazayis. Machol sasuris has one reality, and any time it's not ruuya, so then it's not ruuya. Also, give me a pasuk that tells me by chametz that even if it's not ruuya, it's usur. They're right. So I don't have a pasuk like that. Yeah, Linda. You're a machmer. Since I've gone, you've been really machmer. Yeah,
what happens?
Again?
How can we say in this case, though, with the chametz that it's not that feels? If you
learn,
what's it called?
You're not being nana either.
How?
You're not being nana.
We're using a pan in the oil.
But the chametz is not there.
It's not. Why are we?
It's gone.
Why can't I say that? Saying in the 24 hours.
Yeah.
Because it's gone.
Yeah. Not because it's gone. Because you're not in it. Because you would have rather the taste not there. I want an egg. I don't want any French toast taste. Mm-hmm. It tastes worse with the French toast there. So that's not considered eating chametz.
I don't know if that's the exact like same case.
Everybody say we paskin like this. Where do we have a Shulchan Aruch here? We have an Aruch Haimir. We paskin lahachmir like this. No. We paskin because of this. Ain't a ben yom, it was usher. Yeah.
If I like, let's say an egg that was noah b'yanta for Shabbos, that like breaks and falls onto my food, and like that's considered like objectively bad, according to the Rashba, it would be usher, according to the Rana B'Hunter.
If it's bad with the concoction?
Yeah. Meaning, like I don't want a raw egg.
According to everyone. According to everyone's culture.
Let's say it's not butthole.
Everyone hear David's kasha? David wants to know what happens if you have something that tastes bad in the concoction. It's nice and tam of gam, but it's a davar sheyesh lamatir. A beitza. No, you have a beitza. Right. Another case you want to say outside of chametz. Says you have a beitza shenol debiyantif. And now, whatever, got opened up and it's now fell into a concoction. If it was only for this concoction, I would have said this tastes bad. You're not nana. He's saying that this egg tastes horrible.
So let's say you don't want an egg, like a raw egg on your salad.
Tastes bad. Everyone objectively would say this mixture is bad.
It's based on the mixture.
It's for sure based on the mixture. So L'chaira David's 100% right. That would be another case that the Rashba would have to be machmir because it doesn't lend itself to bittul, and the Ran would say awesome. Very good. Excellent.
Didn't he get his whole din of hanah from the Beor? From the pasuk of the Beor? So who says we can apply that anywhere else?
So you're asking Malik's kasha.
Sure. Why are you...
So the answer is because it's not unique to Nevela. It's just the Torah is telling you that certain non-kosher is only if you're benefiting from that non-kosher. But fundamentally what the Torah said by Nevela Shein Ruah Lager is basically that if this is actually detracting from you, and this is actually a disadvantage to you, and you would rather not this situation, so then that would be mutter. Don't get me wrong, Rabbi Yisai. If I have a lot of guests... Yeah, well, you're never going to have that by taste of a pot. But like, if you're benefiting from it, so then according to the Ran, that would be mutter. But if you're not benefiting from it, so then that's something that the Torah never said, that you'd rather it not there. So therefore, I'm not benefiting from it. So that's not Nevei Ruah Lager. Yeah.
The Ein Benyomo thing also applies according to the Ra'ah, right? It just doesn't exist. Like
a Pesach. What would the Ra'ah say about a Kli that's Ein Benyomo? On Pesach,
L'chaira b'mutter.
No, he just says do not.
No, that's a different ra'ah. That's switching from milchiks to fleishiks.
No, I'm saying
he just says do not.
That was a different ra'ah.
If it's gone, so then there's no problem.
Yeah, that doesn't.
What?
It's gone.
If it's gone, L'chaira b'mutter.
I don't even need a new set for Pesach. You still have the Xerah, but
the Ra'ah holds. The Ra'ah holds by Hetei Rabala. Rabbi say this is wild. The Ra'ah holds in the sugya where? On Daf Tzadi Zayin that we did, Rabbi Isai, by Milchix to Fleshix, where the Ra'ah holds, you only need one set of plates. Why? Because the Ra'ah held that the Gzeirah of Enu Ben Yomo Atu Ben Yomo only applies to what? To Isur Rabbala. But by Hetei Rabbala, it's Mutter. Here's the Shaila, Rabbi Isai. What is Chametz? Is Chametz Hetera? Or is Chametz Isura? Rabbi Isai, that is the biggest question, that is the most fundamental question to Hilchos Pesach, machlokes between the Ramban and Tosis and Chulin and Daf Ches. That has nafkaminas how you have to kasher your knives for Pesach, and it has nafkaminas on whether or not, you're not going to understand this because we're not up to the sugi yet, but you will understand this by the end of the year, whether or not not bar not is mutter by Pesach. Noisin tam by noisin tam, is chametz mutter or is chametz Isura Bala. What does that mean? Fundamentally like this. It means like this. Chametz is aser when? On Pesach. Before Pesach, chametz is A-OK. So now, I have two ways to approach chametz. Is that Isura Bala? Because I look futuristically that it's going to be aser on Pesach. So therefore, I would say, according to the Ra'ah, then you need to kasher it, because you would have the gzera. But if you understand that it's hetei rabala, because right now it's mutter, so then you would say, that would be just like milchix to fleshix, according to the Ra'ah. If you didn't understand anything that I just said, don't forget about it. That was totally a concoction, a whole taruvis of like many, many different shirim in a Ra'ah that we don't even paskin like. But it was pretty cool. Yeah.
Back in the Rashba, he makes a chiluk between... Even in a Taruvus, would he have a Cheftza or a Tam in a Taruvus?
Cheftza is alone. A Tam is in a Taruvus.
But he has three different...
Where is his third?
After he said...
Let's see. Let's read the Rashba. Gam ze sha'omru. Loi she'poigim lagamre, ad she'enu necho machmas pam ze. Ela ad she'enu necho machmas pam ze. Ela filu poigim k'tas. Sha'rei... I think that's a typo.
It's around, because he quotes it from the Shulchan Aruch.
Shlomo Tekev Neleka Elo Taima. I don't know what you're saying. I don't know. We'll see it in Shai. Rabbi Isai, one final question I ask you. I don't have my reclaim sheet over here. Where's the Shach?
Rabbi Kessi is?
Yeah. Kuf Gimel. Does anyone remember where the Shach is? The last of my reclaim is? Sifkat and what? I don't have a my reclaim sheet. Sifkat and Beis? Oh. Pogum Zeh. By the way, Rabbi Yisai, how does the Shulchan Aruch pass in between the Ran and the Rashba? Anyone see? The Rashba. How do you know?
What?
Yeah, all he has to be about. Where is that? Sif Beis. Good. And then he quotes a V'yesh Mishachoy Chachloimer Shem Higdul Ha'isr Midos Shalatar Ad Shum Hashbiach Yoyser. Sounds like a V'yesh Mishachoymer that he's not passing like the Ran, right? Good. Here's the problem, Rabbi Yisai. Here's a kasha for Pesach, for all you Sfardim. The Mechaber in Hilchos Aruch Chaim paskins like who? Like the Ran. Doesn't work out. You need some other. Everyone hear what I just asked? The Mechaber paskins that what? A kli that's Eino Ben Yomo on Pesach? By the way, are you? I just really sfarred him. According to the Mechaber, does anyone have a Mishabur here? Look it up. We'll look it up in the base Medrash Rabbeis. I want you to look it up. In Simon Tuf Mem Zayin, I think that was a Simon. If you look up the Mechaber Rabbeisai, he paskins Eino Ben Yomo is what? Is Mutter. Who's that like?
Iran.
That's a Stira in Mechabers. Here he's paskining Meikar Adin, Pashup Shat. He's just quoting the Yesh Mishachaychech is like the Rashba and not like the Ran. And there he's being what? Mekel on Pesach? Like the Ran? Liav, you know what might be the Pshat of the Mechaber? Some of Mepharshim say? In his back pocket, you know what he used? The Shiltas. The Shiltas.
Wow.
That he was using the Shiltas. And Rabbi Sai, Ayin Shom, Ayin Shom. But that's a problem within the Mechaber Shita. But listen to the Shach's question. What happens if you have a Nesinas Tam in a Taruvis? That's what? Loy l'shvach v'loy l'fgam. It's parv. Not really parv. But it's not it's what? Not great, but it's not bad. Rabbi Isai, Zok the Shach. V'nirali rayim yamai de kaimelon de ein beginim in oisin tam. V'afilu ochi kaimelon de gufa shal gidshin imoch tzarech shishim. Ah, you have Gid Anoshe, right? Tzvi, you remember this kasha that the guy asked you? Gid Anoshe, it's Eitz Ba'alma, Hafal Bichin HaTorah Asroso. Da'al Fagav De'eno Elake Eitz Ba'alma HaTorah Asroso. So you see, V'u'adin L'chol Dover Iser. Da'al Fagav De'eno Nosin Tam, Tzorach Shishim Negdo. So also too, says the Shach, that if it's not Nosin Tam L'Shvach, but it's also not Nosin Tam L'Vgam, it's going to be Aser and needs Shishim against it. However, Rabbi Isai, perhaps one could be toilet on the Ran and the Rashba, Rabbi say. Because if you hold what? That you have to what? Be Nene. So the fact that it's not Mishabeach at all, perhaps the Ran would have argued with the Shach. Just Mar Mokma, I think of Soloveitchik tainted like that, but that's just another nafkamina between the Ran and the Rashba. Rabbi say, those are the fundamentals of Noisin Tam Levgam, of every pot, of every sour-tasting taruvis, of why it will be mutter, nafkaminas for Hilchus Pesach, nafkaminas for whether or not it's going to be mutter in all situations, and that is fundamentally. Now, we need to learn a little bit, although we didn't learn a lot of Basar B'Cholov yet, and we didn't get the background from Kol HaBasar, which I hope, Emir Tashem, to add time to this year, and therefore we'll be able to learn Kol HaBasar together. I don't know when, and I don't know when that's going to be, but Emir Tashem, Rabbi Yisai, we are starting a major, major nekuda of Basar B'Cholov right now in the next of the Maratons.